This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A. You have a date tonight at Hotel Vegas. It's a great lineup that includes the guests that we have here this afternoon. Their latest EP is titled Unraveling. You got to check them out. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Maybird. KUTX 98.9, Maybird in Studio 1A. You get to see them tonight at Hotel Vegas on East 6th. It's a great lineup with the Babe Rainbow and the Sun Machine. Doors open at 9 p.m. The latest release from Maybird is the EP Unraveling, and I'm pretty stoked about that. Josh Metzke, I want to have a chat with you. Do you mind?
Oh, sure.
Great lineup. I mean, seriously, you have a great band, and just everybody's rocking this. And
thank you.
I really wanted to talk about being on Danger Mouse's label. To me, that's just somebody you want to work with. This guy knows what he's doing, and naturally, he saw something in your band, and I'm like, perfect match. What was it like to get on 30th Century Records?
It was a huge surprise. I mean, I didn't know that it existed at the time that we were kind of confronted about it, and I just kind of heard that Danger Mouse wanted to talk to me. out of nowhere. So I was a little bewildered, but he told me about the label, and we were one of the first bands that was ended up on it. And yeah, we've all been inspired by him, kind of coming up in music. So it was a huge honor.
He just seems to be instinctively looking for bands that are just impressive. He's like, I'm not necessarily out to make anyone hugely famous, but he's really looking for quality, for like, you know, everyone that really puts 150% into it.
Totally. Yeah, the first thing that 30th Century released was this compilation of like music I'd never heard before, and it was kind of perfect. It's exactly what you just described, like just a bunch of quality stuff that people hadn't quite heard.
Another thing that I read about, Patrick Carney, being the producer of the EP. I mean, what was it like working with him? Because when I kind of compare Patrick's work and then Dan Auerbach, it's like two different veins, and then, you know, spread out even more. They have their own individual ways of approaching producing people's work, you know. What was it like?
Patrick he's big on rhythm. He's big on drums, you know. We spent a lot of time kind of getting, like, sweet rhythm section stuff going down and layering on top of it. And it was great. We basically spent 3 separate weeks on it, and would just record all day until midnight, like party until 5 a.m. just like chat with each other, listen to a bunch of music and stuff, and then wake up at like 9 and do it all again.
Exactly.
It was pretty crazy.
Staying up till 5. Doesn't matter. Get up at 9. Got to start again.
Yeah.
The mark of a true musician. Don't listen to me. Oh my gosh, we have Maybird in Studio 1A. I think I've got time for another. Go for it. We'll be right back. Maybird in Studio 1A. Today I had one of those moments, like just this afternoon, earlier this afternoon, where you're hearing the sound check, and just the sound check alone, you're going, that's Maybird? Man, I gotta get in there. and no exaggeration, you gotta see Maybird tonight at Hotel Vegas. That's on East 6th. Doors open at 9, and they're on the bill with Babe Rainbow and the Sun Machine. The name of the EP that they have out now is Unraveling. I'm sure you can get your own copy of that tonight. And Josh, again, thanks. Thanks to the band. Y'all are sounding fantastic.
Thank you so much for having us.
Love it. Mad love. All right, Hotel Vegas, you know where you have to be this evening. Also wanted to thank the KUTX multimedia crew. It's because of them you get to see bands like Maybird performing in Studio 1A on our website, KUTX.org, and of course, viewhouse.com. And thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. It's because of them everything sounds badass in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.